Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Philippians, the fourth chapter, chapter 4 of Philippians, and we'll begin with the fourth verse. We begin in the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Always. Not once in a while. Not when you're the happiest. But always. You go through problems. You go through trials. You go through everything in your life. But thank God, we have him with us through the hard places. And most of the time, Paul, speaking to the Philippians here, most of the time, Paul was in jail, or he was being beaten, or he was being stoned, or he was traveling on boats to be taken from one place to another, to be imprisoned. But did Paul complain? No. Paul rejoiced. He rejoiced in the Lord because he knew that whatever he was going through had to go through God's hands first. And dear one, it's not like today. You can go to one church, you can go to another church. Freedom. You have freedom. But in other countries, do they have freedom? No. You bring up the Word of God, you show a Bible, they'll put you in prison. We are very fortunate that we don't have to go through some of the things that these people go through. But when we do go through problems and we do go through things, let's not complain about it. Ask God for his help. Go along and rejoice. And I know it's not easy. Because when I'm going through things, I know myself. Oh, this, oh, that, sure, it gets to you. You're human. But think about it, dear ones. When I look at other people and I say, oh, look at this brother, look at that sister, they're going through so much and I'm complaining, God have mercy. God have mercy. We have something that some people don't have. We have the opportunity to go before God, to ask for his help, to help him, to ask him for his direction. Which way should I go, Lord? How can I do this? I'll show you which way to go. I'll lead you in the right way. And when all these things come up at the same time, as the sister was speaking about her household, oh, this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. And she said she could laugh about it. Praise God. Praise God. There's so many times when you feel like you can't laugh about something. It's overflowing. But the joy of the Lord can overflow in you. Don't put him on the back burner, dear ones. Don't say, well, when I got time, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to pray. When I got time, I'm going to read my Bible. No, dear ones, make that priority in your life. Get up in the morning, pick up your Bible, read some scriptures, pray. Spend time with the Lord. He wants to hear from you. Why do you think he sent Jesus Christ to die on that cross? Did he do it for certain people? Did he do it for the rich? Did he do it only for the ones that are sick? No. He did it for each and every one of us. And we have such a blessed opportunity when all we have to do is lift up our voice. You don't have to be kneeling. You could be laying in bed. You could be sitting in a chair. Just lift up your voice. He's not deaf. He can hear you. He can hear you. And many times you don't even have to open your mouth. He knows what you're going through, dear ones. He knows what you're going through. But remember, no matter what you're going through, he's there all the time. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't go on vacation. He wants to hear from you. So as the verse says, rejoice in the Lord. Always. The fifth verse says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Self-control. Self-control in your life. Don't go overboard on anything. Because you like something, you're going to go into it and just have self-control. Don't put yourself in situations where you can't get out. He knows about it. But if you walk into it and you don't ask for his help, what happens? What happens? We pay the consequences. The consequences of our actions. Put it in his hands. The sixth verse, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Excuse me. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, always bring your requests before the Lord. It may seem like a small thing. It may seem like, well, I can handle this on my own. I don't have to ask anybody. Oh, this is something I got to do at work. I can handle it. But then you get into it and you find out, Lord, this is more than I expected. Now you want his help. Now you're looking for help. Take the easy way. Go to him first. He wants to help you. You feel like, I can do this, you're good. You're in good health, you can do this, you can run around, you're going all over. But be careful. Be careful. Is this the will of God for me? Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? Am I showing my light to others? Or am I doing what they're doing? He doesn't restrict us from anything. We can do whatever we want because we have free will. But with free will, we have responsibilities. You want to use your free will? Do it. He's not going to restrain you. But he'll put it on your heart. Do you think you're doing the right thing? Do you think this is the answer? Ask him first. He'll lead you in the right direction. Verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. These things are the honorable things. Don't worry about getting home on time to watch your favorite program. Don't worry about, I want to go out to dinner with this guy, I haven't seen him in a long time. Okay, God may say, yeah, that's fine. He's a friend of yours. Go out to dinner. Have a good time. But take time first to ask God what he wants you to do. Don't just jump into it. It may not be the right thing for you. Make your decisions according to the guidance of our God. And there's many things we have. Things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue. And if there be any praise, think on these things. This is what God wants us to think about. And if you do good, good things happen. But don't forget who's always at the door. The one who wants you to think that God isn't there for you. He likes to throw darts, and he throws them right at you. Doubt, fear, anxiety. What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? What am I going to do about it? I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask God to help me. Because that's what he's here for. Because he loves us. Because he cares for us. And he's going to take you out of these situations. Sometimes he'll put you through something. He wants to see how you're going to react. How are you going to handle it? Are you going to do it on your own? Or are you going to look to him for help? Try me, God says. He does try us. And is there any wicked way in us? Let's get rid of it. We don't need it in our lives. The 9th verse says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. There it is. He'll be with you. He's taking care of things for us. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to say you need help. Because remember that pride goes before destruction. And if you're so prideful that you can't ask for help, you're in trouble. Our Lord knows our needs. He's always there for you and me. John, in the chapter 14 of John, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Whatever comes in our lives, God is there to help us. One of my favorite verses is John 14:6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me," Jesus said. And he sent him to die for you and I so that we could go to him. See, God can't look at sin. And we have sin in our lives. Whether we know it or not, you think you're living a perfect life, you're not. But if we have the patience and the desire to serve God, he's there for us. And through Jesus Christ, we can go to him. We have something a lot of people don't have, that opportunity to go to God. And when the time comes, dear ones, and we're going to go before the judgment seat of Christ, and we all will, remember, he was always there to show you what direction to go. The straight and the narrow road is the one to follow. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. But it looks so nice, Lord. Oh, look at over there with all the trees. It's beautiful. There's flowers. But you don't see the holes at the end of the road over there. Take the straight and narrow. You're going down a nice, smooth course. He's willing to be there for you. Are you willing to go to him? Think about it. How much love that he has for us. I praise him and I thank him for all he's done for me. I thank him and praise him for all that he's done for you. And when we see these things happening in the church, different ones having problems and different, pray for these brothers and sisters. Get on your knees and ask God to help them. They need those prayers, dear ones, because you can't do it alone. We need each other. I need you. I need your prayers. And I'm praying for you too. In the name of the Lord be praised.